Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you know what I love about it being Halloween and the holidays being just around the corner, April?
No, Nas, what's that?
We get to take time off, and I get to get high and watch TV.
Yeah, you're getting high early, I see. How is that any different from right now?
Yeah. So what's up, you amazing producer, queen of Wild 7 Studios?
We need to figure out what we're going to do for Halloween. Every year, Wild 7 does something special. I need some ideas.
I got one. Okay. So we dress me up like a ghost. And not like in a sheet, but using CGI technology. Let's talk to ILM, see if they will do the effects. Then I go, ooh, I am a ghost, give me your weed. And then I take a bag of weed, and you know, I just sit in front of the TV, I'll smoke a little, and then you could say Happy Halloween.
Nas, that idea is horrible.
Okay, here's one. We dress me up like some sort of zombie. Now, April, I know one may debate if a ghost is a zombie. It is not. So I wear zombie prosthetics. Let's talk to Robert Bravo, our blood guy, about offering his craftsmanship to this endeavor. Then I walk around and I'm like, oh, I'm a zombie. Then we have someone in the post department roll like a crazy dank weed joint with hashish and stuff, and I smoke it and I go, brains, brains.
Nas, I hate both of these ideas.
Okay, fair enough. I'm trying to be creative. How's this one? I think you'll love this. You and Ashley dress up like witches.
Okay.
And I will dress up like some sort of army man. And because my outfit is green, we just take bong rips in front of the viewer and talk about life.
Nas, all your ideas are just you getting high and doing nothing.
But April, what is life?
Nas, I don't know. These scenes are all excuses to get high before the holidays.
That hurts me, April. That hurts me that you would say that.
Well, is it not true?
No. No, it is not. Happy Halloween, everybody. Let's wait for the lady to say, "You're so famous, Blake," and then we'll really begin the show.
Spoiler alert.
And we're really going to start. Thank you for joining me, Nightshade Collective.
Hello. Hey. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey.
I am April Mendoza.
Ashley Mendoza.
Famous Blake.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to the Halloween Hootenanny horror film. Ooh, I have mental problems. Welcome to the Mr. Red's Lair. We are going to have a Halloween Hootenanny horror thing, and then I'm going to unveil a brilliant costume, because they were good enough to come into costume.
We tried.
April, what are you?
I don't know. I think I'm a witch or maybe a vampire.
Okay, and...
I'm the devil.
You're the devil?
Duh.
Okay. And then, Blake, you're Ray Charles, right? Yeah? Cool.
No, Blake doesn't dress up. He's too cool.
He's too cool for school. Last year, for the Halloween party, I got to bring this up.
Never going to let that down.
He needed a mask, and he's like, hey, can you make me this mask? I'm like, sure, brother. You know, I'm going to make you this mask. I went to the sewing machine, made you this mask. April
with his own hands.
April was like, little homie asked you for a mask? I said, don't refer to him as little homie, April.
He's big homie.
No, he didn't say little. No, she said, so you're making Blake a mask? I said, yeah, you know, for the Halloween thing. He's getting into the spirit. So I made the mask. I said, Blake, here it is. And I'm proud of you. Remember I said that? I said, I'm proud of you that you're a good guy. And I still am, even with this story. So then the Halloween party happens. Blake shows up dressed as like his costume was, you were just more yourself. Wearing black. And then you and Captain Morgan just stood behind like a couple of wallflowers, not saying anything to anybody.
And not wearing the mask.
And not wearing it. You're coming to the Halloween party, yes?
If I don't have anything planned, yeah.
Too cool.
Too cool. We got one guy saying he's going to the Paul fight, whatever that is. And then we have another person saying he has plans. Wild 7 is a happening place. I'd appreciate it if people knew this, that we're a happening place. Yes, Ashley.
But what was the mask, though?
It was nothing. That's the thing that was so confusing. It was like
a Donda mask or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But
I don't know what that means either, April. I'm old.
Is it what, like one of Kanye West's stolen designs?
Yes.
And what is going on with Kanye?
Boo.
People, come on. He's being anti-Semitic. I'm not into that.
Kanye's going down.
I know the Nightshade Collective is not into that, and neither is Blake.
Yeah, he stole one of our friend's designs. I mean, this guy that we worked with before, Frankie Baca. Shout out, Frankie. Super cool guy. Very talented designer. And, I mean, like many other designers, Kanye stole, like, blatantly stole designs from him. And it's fucked up. So I'm honestly glad Kanye is going down right
it's
now.
It's fucked up, but Homecoming is a pretty good song, right, guys? No? No, we're not. No. You know what?
I like Kanye's
fuck it.
Music. I do.
On the previous, there were two episodes back, we did the sports show. Remember? We did a sports show, Jeff and I.
Right.
And we mentioned Kanye, but this was before. Yeah. I said I like Kanye, right? But I was just saying I like his music and I like artists. This was before all of this crazy anti-Semitic stuff was happening. And then so then when we posted the episode on YouTube, I made sure to put the air date, like the date that we recorded, just right. So you know. Because I am not into that. You know what I mean?
He's been problematic for a while, though.
He has been. So it is a little silly of me to just be like, oh, now he's a problem. He was a problem. I ignored the problems because I like the music. I like that song, Homecoming. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
You know?
Old Kanye. But you know what? Fuck him. There's so many other artists.
Right. There's Famous Blake who just did that amazing song.
Yes. Yeah, support your indie artists.
Blake isn't problematic. He's not racist. He's not anything bad. He's just everything good. He's in a lot of ways, he's like the baby Jesus of our company.
The baby Jesus?
Sure.
Yeah? You'll take that? Okay, cool. Listen, guys, let's have the Halloween Hootenanny, the Halloween horror movie Hootenanny.
Are you saying Hootenanny or Hootenanny?
I believe it's Hootenanny.
Okay. Hoot and Hanny?
Hoot and Hanny.
Like a hoot and Hanny.
Yeah.
Just say it fast. Hoot and Hanny.
Hoot and Hanny. Because hoot means laugh, and Hanny means...
That makes sense.
Hanny is old time speak for like to grab a fanny, because that's what they used to call like...
Like a butt?
Because in the old times they used to say like, let's go get some fanny. You know what I mean? Because they used to talk all dumb.
The fuck?
Yeah. But anyway, so we're going to have the Halloween Hoot and Hanny. We got to talk about three horror films and a bonus. Okay, because there was a holy trinity of horror films that recently came out that I want to talk about. But first of all, I just want to say something to the Simp and Queen. Thank you for the previous episode for sitting there while I just talked for a long time. I was venting. Thank you for just sitting there and listening.
I was in therapist mode.
Simpin is back and it's smashing. What's the latest episode that you just dropped?
Blocking You on Everything.
Yeah, and is that the name of a song?
One of the songs is called Blocking You, Ari Lennox, newest album.
It's a very provocative title. So
yeah.
Highly recommend.
I haven't listened to the album, but I love Ari Lennox. She's so fucking good.
Ari Lennox.
My queen.
She's a new artist and you.
She's a newer. She's like, I don't know, like one of the best R&B girls out right now, I think. But she's been putting out music for a while, but this is her second like studio album.
Okay. You guys, what's with SZA?
Where the fuck is the music, SZA?
Right. Did I say something correct?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the music, Miss SZA.
You're good at that.
Right, I am good.
Just saying things.
Silent Chris calls it broken clocking, where you just kind of, you say vague enough things. Anyway, I don't want to give away my secrets.
One of our interns was talking about that recently. He was like,
you know, just kind of like saying things to get through conversations. And it, a lot of times it works. Well, just kind of bullshitting through
conversations. If you notice, I'm good at that because that's my life. You know what I mean? Like, not with you guys, but just the outside world, making small talk and stuff. It's not my favorite thing, but I'm like an Olympic athlete at it. I can do it. I hate it.
I want to try it, honestly, one day. When people are talking
to me
like,
strategy.
About sports, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Crazy, you know.
Yesterday you called, or 2 days ago, you called me up because Silent Chris was saying something about sports. And then I did my like, really? And I was interested
you said,
in the...
Really?
Right. It was the inflection and she called me out. And the thing that sucks, I will say this. Because even one of the Emmanuel said, one of our interns who does great work, he said, yeah, you do. People know, once you get to know me, you'll know the things that I'm saying when I'm a little bit checked out. Like, really? No. Fuck it. I don't want to say any of these things, but I do say them. I apologize. And for the sake of full honesty. And I also have to say, just a little bit of a correction. When Silent Chris gives me sports information, I am interested in the dramas that he discusses.
Yeah. I mean, you like wrestling and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's different from
but
my experience.
I admit.
I think you're happy that he's happy.
I am. And I like hearing passion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I oversold the really. I did. I really? Really, Silent Chris? Ooh, spooky. Speaking of spooky.
Spooky.
So I'm going to give you ladies a full-on platform. And we're going to just talk about these horror films. We're going to give ourselves this platform. I know you saw one of them, Blake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the movies?
There's been a recent three horror films that really blew our minds, I think. You would say blew our minds, right?
There's been a lot of good horror films, a lot of them, yeah.
What was that, April?
So there's been a lot of good horror films. But
yeah.
It was a good year for horror.
And the other thing is, just speaking sort of as like selfish parents, you know, we do feel like these amazing horror films are the classmates, the graduating class with our beautiful darling, Debbie and the Devil. It's available on Tubi. You can watch it for free, which amazing commercials from amazing companies. And you can, if you care to, you can go to Amazon and buy the Blu-ray and you can enjoy it without commercials, or you can go to it's on various different platforms that you can get it. You can go to Amazon and rent it, or if you want to own it, you can buy it. All thanks to that.
Physical, digital, rent it, all that stuff.
Yeah, and Amazon's a great company, aren't they? You know. So, anywho.
Horror films.
Barbarian.
Yes.
I'm saying these in no particular order.
Yep.
Barbarian, Smile, Pearl, and the bonus.
Terrifier 2.
Yes. As April said, Terrifier 2, which her glee is what got me into the theater. And I was just like, you know, and I was curious to see it anyhow, but because it's developed a scene, and let's talk about it. So, which one do you want to go first, you guys?
Can we rate them first? Shall we?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
buy your favorites, and then we'll go off of, like, maybe...
Right. And full disclosure, we are filmmakers, so we're going to be diplomatic, but also honest. But we like these films, so there's
not much to...
You know what
they're
I mean?
Good.
Like, I will say this. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go first in terms of order? Yeah. Let's go around.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. That's hard. Okay. Wait, so it was Barbarian, Smile, Pearl. Terrifier 2, and Pearl. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's actually really hard.
Terrifier 2 is the bonus.
Why would you even suggest this?
Because there's going to be debate. Okay, let me just go off the top of my head. I have to say Barbarian was probably the best horror film. And then Pearl, and then Terrifier 2, and then Smile. But they all have, like, differences as far as, like, I think Terrifier 2 was the most surprising and the most, like, almost exciting. So it's kind of hard to rate them. I don't know. What do you guys think?
You said Barbarian, Terrifier 2, Pearl, and then Terrifier 2, and then Smile?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Horror is, like, so broad of a genre that it's, like, it feels weird even comparing.
It's
like
different apples genres, and oranges, you know?
And really tangerines are. And mangoes. You know, like it's like yeah. You know,
I think Pearl the best. Then maybe what's next?
Barbarian or Terrifier?
Then Barbarian, and then probably Terrifier 2, and then Smile.
Interesting.
Or like you could the last two you could maybe flip. Or like they're equal.
Yeah.
This is the Halloween hootenanny, guys. The horror movie hootenanny. This is how it goes down. Interesting things get said about horror movies because I'm exciting. Blake, you only saw Barbarian.
Yeah, I can't really talk.
But you enjoyed Barbarian. You said it was fucked up.
Did I?
You said it was kind of messed up. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
I liked it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he liked Barbarian.
What about you, Nas?
I'm not including Terrifier 2 in this.
Okay.
That's its own special thing for me. I know that's a cop-out, but... Because I just think it is. I think it's a special film on the level of Debbie and the Devil. Maybe not so special as Debbie as the Devil, because what can be other than God himself or herself? But I'm judging the three studio ones, the three yeah. ones that we know.
Right.
So out of Barbarian, Smile, and Pearl, I have two different lists.
Mm-hmm.
One in order of enjoyment,
mm-hmm.
in order of like movie love. The other in order of actually being scary.
Okay.
In order of enjoyment, Pearl, mm-hmm. Barbarian, Smile.
Mm-hmm.
In order of actually being scary, Smile, Barbarian, Pearl.
True. Smile scared you more than Barbarian?
Oh my God, yes. Because the thing is, I mentioned this to Manny. Barbarian, once you see Justin Long...
Second half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like a...
Spoiler alert, by the way.
If you haven't seen it, fuck you! Yeah.
Yeah. No, people don't.
Right. Let's have Emmanuel isolate that one. That was good. Barbarian, once you see Justin Long, who's a very likable actor, it feels like this pressure valve kind of gets released.
Second half is just like a completely different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first half was like terrifying.
Right.
Like the first quarter, yeah, or whatever that was.
Yeah.
But
Ashley, what was your order again?
I think the order of entertainment that you picked, it was like Pearl, Barbarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you agree with her order of entertainment?
Entertainment? I think Pearl and Barbarian are pretty tight for me.
Right.
Because I was thoroughly enjoyed or... entertained during Barbarian, but also with Pearl. Also, that Blu-ray is off the table. I'm sorry, I have OCD. It's going to fall. Yeah. Why am I like this? I can't concentrate. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I put it just again that. On the edge.
They
of
always
the table.
Do this. Okay.
I love knowing everybody's OCD. It's great.
So they do it on purpose. But yeah, they're both like really solid, entertaining pieces. So it's kind of hard for me to.
And you did not see X, no?
I have not.
Have you seen X? I saw X. You
yeah.
enjoyed X, right?
I did. I liked Pearl better, though.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
But I think I would have liked X more if I saw Pearl first. Like, I want to rewatch it.
Oh,
well, I'm
going to
watch X.
Like, knowing all, like, that background just makes it more interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pearl was sick, though. I think Pearl was, like... Because for me, I always talk about this. It's all about, like, what... Like, your... expectations, right? Like what you know about a movie. And with Pearl, I hadn't seen X.
Sorry. It was a funny noise.
Pull that clip.
Yeah, yeah.
I had not seen X, so I kind of just went into it blind, and that one surprised me the most.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like with Smile, like I kind of had already seen all the jump scares. I know we talked about that a little bit.
I hate when they do that with the trailers. They just give away every jump scare.
Yeah, like, and it gets you to the theater, but... And okay, I did really enjoy Smile, too.
Yeah.
It was scary. Like,
Smile
when I got
was
home...
better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I admit...
I was scared, like, when I went to bed that night.
Really? Of
yeah.
demons and
but
stuff.
It's not even that I thought it was that scary, but it's like, some of them linger. And it's like... You know, there's like people in the shadows.
I think
like,
Smile was more like sad for me. Like it made me feel sad.
Yeah.
Right.
That too. Yeah. But no, it does. It kind of reminds me of The Ring. And I've talked to so many, specifically like women my age that have like this really terrifying feeling from that movie. And like they've been traumatized from watching it too young.
Right.
Like someone that we actually work with and other people that I've worked with before. And so, yeah, it kind of did remind me of The Ring a little bit, but not. As scary, obviously, but maybe
right.
The Ring was the first to do it. I was just watching this TikTok. This girl was talking about The Ring's marketing, like when it first came out, and apparently they were like dropping off like DVDs on like random people's cars. Like they would just like find it,
DVDs.
And watch it. I don't know. I think it was of just the clip that you like the VHS tape that you see. Like they were just dropping that off, like and random people were finding it like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Before any trailers were out or anything.
Dude,
like
that would have been genius. If I was kind of older when that movie came out, I would have been way more, even more impactful.
And then also, if you watched it on DVD, there was like the bonus feature where you watch the actual video, the VHS. And then I don't know if it's like after it went back to the home screen or whatever, like it would make like the sound of the phone ringing.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Like I vaguely remember. Yeah. Because the ring, I have to, is like one of the fucking mother efforts.
It's one of the
best.
It
was scary as fuck back then.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So similar, but obviously the ring did it better.
It's just Smile. Like there's that one jump scare that I wanted to kick the director in the nuts for it, but he did it good. Where
the window scene?
Yeah. No, the one where she's listening to something on the computer.
Oh,
and then it misdirects you. Then your attention is going this way. And then this fucking aberration or something like comes next to her. Fucking scary. Again, like if I were to just judge it as a horror film, it was very effective. I cannot say like when I was going to the theater, I told the ushers, like they were like, hey, man, what are you seeing? I was like, dude, I'm seeing Smile. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to fuck with me.
The Smile is creepy, too.
Yeah.
Like I think about that. That one girl, with the first one that dies or whatever,
right.
Smile, like it's still in my head, and I'm like, ooh.
Right.
Not the way that the ring was.
Like, and I like that guy that goes, you're going to die. He was funny. Yeah, it was cool.
But
it was so much about mental illness and stuff, and mental illness is a great segue to some sponsors, you know?
Let's take a break.
If you're feeling a little mentally ill, I think some of these products that are being pushed will help you.
Can't wait to hear what they are.
All right, cool. See you.
Cool. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Watch my movie, Debbie and the Devil, for free on Tubi. It has blood and...
And welcome back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're having the Halloween Hootenanny with the lovely girls, April Mendoza and Ashley Mendoza. Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. The Halloween Hootenanny. And Blake,
I love Halloween.
Blake, of course, is the engineer, and he's running the Halloween Hootenanny. I'm just so excited. Why am I talking like this? Okay. Listen. So, Barbarian, Smile, Pearl... Pearl was the one that I just enjoyed.
Yeah,
it was
so good.
It was just fun.
It was just like great.
Yes, yeah.
It was just fun.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
I accept.
I love that world.
I have to give a little dude thing to the director, Ty West, talented guy. I've been a fan of his since House of the Devil.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Yeah,
I just found out.
Yeah, I just keep doing this.
He also directed VHS, right?
I believe he directed a segment in VHS. Yeah, I don't know which one.
I think it was the first one.
Oh, really?
Which is like
refresh my memory. What was it?
Oh, God. It's so good. It's just like I feel like it's the same premise as like a bunch of other ones, where it's like somebody finds like a box of like
It's found footage. It's
found footage.
They're like they go inside of this old house. They put this VHS into the TV, and these two guys, I believe, they're watching a series of films. I think it's three, or it might be more. I'm not sure. Yeah. But they're all really creepy because they feel so real.
Yeah.
That shit scared the fucking...
They're all good. Like, if it's from the first VHS, they're all really good films.
Yeah, no, he's a voice in horror that I've enjoyed for some time.
He also did ABCs of Death.
We have... excuse me, I need to clear my throat. House of the Devil was really great. I'm a big fan of Ty West. I accept that he's over at A24. You know, I accept that he's at a company that when they release a movie, really anemic people come out to see them that are frail. And then there's some cool people too. But then there's like these really like hipster couples that look like they haven't, they're malnourished and stuff.
Not a fan of the A24 audience.
No, it's not that. I'm just worried about them. I'm worried about their health. They need nutrition. When I went to Pearl, there was a few couples that I was afraid for them because I thought vampires sucked all the blood out of them or something. They were anemic and they were dead and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. In fact, that brings me to a little screening experience. So that was the Holy Three of this recent...
The best horror films, but also including the bonus, which we'll talk about later. But
yeah.
top four horror films of the year so far.
But like, and speaking of mental illness, like Pearl, mentally ill.
Right.
I think she had borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
BPD.
Sure.
We should have had Stephanie on this one to dissect all their personalities.
Have you guys ever dated a BPD person?
I don't think so.
I don't think we would know.
If anything, I'm the BPD person.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
No, sangrona.
Pearl was misunderstood.
Right. No, yeah. BPD people are not fun to date. Blake, if you ever, don't ever date a BPD person. Yeah. They'll kill you.
I mean, people don't walk around with like, you know, name tags on them that say, hey, I have this disorder. You know what I mean? Like,
you can figure it out. If they're a little weird, they have BPD. That's how it is. That's how you gauge.
Yeah.
So those were the Holy Three. I don't have much else to say about them other than that they were great and they make us proud that we have a fellow classmate with these other horror films.
Said it was a good year for horror with these
lesser horror films than Debbie. Yeah.
Lesser films.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no, I'm proud and I'm, you know, as someone that like loves horror, it's a great year. Go watch horror films in theaters. I feel like all of these movies you have to watch in theaters and like us, get the A-list, the AMC A-list pass because you can watch a million movies. And
yes.
It's so much fun.
Like, Interdimensional Alex just got the A-list pass, and he's like going to church every day. It's great.
I think it's like, honestly changed like my whole life.
Yeah.
I know
that
sounds so dramatic.
But
I used to watch maybe two movies a year as someone that likes movies, but
it just gets so expensive if you don't
have it. But I don't know. I feel like...
Like how much are movie tickets now? Like $17?
Dude, I went to get popcorn yesterday at the Terrifier screen. Now it's fucking $16.
We paid $10 last time for a large.
$16.
Oh, did you get Activate? Well, you just got the... No. I correct myself. Popcorn and drink.
Oh, okay.
$16.
Also, I paid for my popcorn, my large popcorn with all my points. So that was
how many did you rack up?
Like a lot. It was 6,000 or something like that.
Whoa, nice. Yeah.
I still have like 3,000, but
every once
in
a while.
I love rewards.
Every once in a while, you get like $5 in it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Big corporations are great.
Sponsors.
They're great. Big corporations
are
awesome.
AMC.
And they're trustworthy too. They're super trustworthy.
Yes.
And they care about people.
We love them.
Speaking of people, I would like you guys, partially because I feel guilty about the last episode where I just blabbered and you just sat there, please curate for us the Terrifier experience. There might be some listeners or viewers in the YouTube world that don't know what Terrifier is. And also, if you may, April and Ashley, in that, explain the sort of parallel tracks that they ran with us.
Okay, well, so Ashley and I, you know, through Nightshade, we had been, and Alexa, shout out Alexa, we had followed this girl named, or this woman named Sikwix?
Sikwix. She, like, makes candles, and
she's like
kind of like a horror influencer.
Influencer, yeah.
So shout out horror influencers for just putting on smaller
these indie
productions.
Movies,
yeah.
She had been posting about Art the Clown for some time now. I think this was after the movie All Hallows Eve. Is it called All Hallows Eve or Hallows Eve?
I don't know.
All Hallows Eve, I believe, which stars Art the Clown. So that was like the first movie that introduced this character. So this, I believe it was after that movie. So it was before Terrifier 1. And she had been just like posting like, you know, pictures of Art the Clown. And she loved him. Like,
yeah, like she wanted to suck his dick.
And then Art the Clown would go like...
Just bust in silence.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he didn't even make any noise, Blake. He was silent. This would disturb you. It was very disturbing.
Oh, God. Now I'm picturing Art the Clown having sex.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, so, like, that was, like, probably over 10 years ago, All Hallows Eve. Because didn't we watch that with, like, Monica?
I don't know.
I feel like we did. So that was a long time ago. Then Terrifier was maybe 6 years ago? I don't know.
Time flies. But anyway, so that was, like, before most people even knew about Terrifier. I don't think a lot of people know about Terrifier 2 even.
Right.
But so they were in indie production. And so, like, during the time that we were making Debbie and the Devil, I think Terrifier 1 had already come out. And because I remember you, me, and a few others at our Fullerton house were watching Terrifier 1. And some people liked it. Some people didn't. But do you remember this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. No, I think Chris was there too. But
I was like in love with it. I was like, this is so cool. Because it's just like, nobody makes slashers that are like gory like that anymore. So I was like, you know, and like, it doesn't have to be, it's a little bit like gratuitous horror, especially Terrifier 2. But the first one was just like, it was just fun and entertaining without
It was very similar also to the original, like the All Hallows Eve. But it just has this kind of creepy, eerie feeling because it feels like a movie that you kind of just stumbled across.
Yeah.
Like it feels closer to a found footage film than like a studio movie would.
Yeah.
Because it's like you found it. You found it online. Someone recommended it, but no one knows about this movie. I think that's kind of the like allure or whatever. And so we watched it. We liked it. It was definitely, it didn't have the budget of a studio movie. So like obviously it has its flaws or whatever, but like, as far as just someone that also made a horror film, an indie horror flick, produced it and stuff, I've always respected that franchise. And so that was a few years ago, been a fan. And then this year, apparently, I had just heard about Terrifier 2 maybe like a couple of months ago, randomly. And then I saw it maybe on my Instagram once. Maybe I think Bloody Disgusting posted about it because I know that they're involved. And then, you know, so her and I go to the movies a lot together. A-list. And one day I was just like, hey, Ash, like, Terrifier 2 is in theaters. You want to go see it?
Yeah.
It was so random. I didn't think it was in
theaters.
One guy
on TikTok that does, like, movie reviews, like, he
was
like,
about it?
He did a video where he was like, oh, like, horror movies that are coming out soon. And I saw Terrifier was on there. Terrifier 2, as well as the new VHS. So I'm looking out for that one.
I didn't even know that was coming out.
Yeah, right. So I was like, what the fuck, Terrifier 2? And then you happened to like be looking on the AMC app and you were like, oh shit.
Right, and so I saw that there was a Showtime, because we live in the like the suburbs, whatever, like Rancho Cucamonga.
I.E.
You know, and so there's not a lot of like art house showings or like indie showings in our area. This is not our house, but I don't know, whatever. But so there was only a Showtime on a Monday, and because I wanted to go on a Tuesday or Wednesday, but there wasn't a Showtime on that Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah. So we caught the last showing in our area. And honestly, I'm so happy that we saw this movie in theaters because it was so not what I expected it to be.
It's a long.
2.5 hours, yeah?
Yeah.
Could you describe the crowd?
Remember?
If there was anything notable?
Fans, like at the end, you could tell people were like sticking around to talk about it, and it was,
no, there was
just
a
comparing
lot of
it to like the first one. So it was just like everybody was like there for Art the Clown.
But it was pretty packed, honestly. Like,
yeah,
I remember I even turned to you. I was like, hey, good turnout.
Right.
I'm like, that's exciting because like they're coming out to Rancho Cucamonga to watch, you know, this indie film.
Right.
And it's still in theaters. Like, that's crazy.
In some of the LA theaters, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I did not see all of the first one. We were making Debbie. Yeah. I was in the middle of that. It was very difficult for me to even enjoy a film at that time. If you remember, I was just watching wrestling because that was all my brain was accepting. Mm. I have a question about the first one. Does Art the Clown ever like bone? Like, where does the baby girl?
No. That's not his daughter.
That was all in his head?
No. Well, so
I think he killed her.
Yeah, I think he killed her.
There was like the part where the brother's like looking up, like when he finds the dad's scrapbook,
right?
And there's like pieces of
newspaper
like
clipping,
murder people. People got murdered. There's one of a little girl that died at the carnival.
Okay. Also, this is spoilers coming. So, all
right,
cool.
Right.
So, yes, the little girl was not the daughter or anything. Yes, he killed her. And also, I don't know if you caught this. Well, you probably did. Art the Clown is the father of the girl. The main girl.
Because the son keeps going, dad keeps drawing in the journals. He keeps drawing in the journals.
Right, and it's like.
And then the mom is like.
He was mentally ill. Oh, right. Another, you know, parallel to all the other films. He was mentally ill.
Right. And then the mom is like, I fucking had it with you kids.
Okay, the mom.
The mom
was she was the worst part of the whole thing.
Well, I think she was a fine actress, but they didn't give her much good to do.
No, yeah, it was just the character was like a little much.
I fucking had it with these fucking kids. She was always like,
she was always angry.
She was always at like 12 level anger.
Yeah.
And then the boy was cool because he was always like, Dad is drawing in the journals again. Or Dad's journals drawing. And he always had this face, like he was like, you know, like, but good kid. I like that. That main character girl.
She was great.
Was great.
She was great. I liked her a lot.
She was great.
I liked
she was
her character.
Great. Dude.
But okay. The right. kill scenes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's best if we describe to Blake. I did describe to Blake the part where Art the Clown goes, starts to kill this woman, girl,
the
right?
Bedroom?
In the bedroom. Gosh. Yeah.
The bedroom.
Takes her scalp off.
Okay.
Rips her scalp off. Then he fucking, doesn't he like rip her hand?
Oh,
he takes her hand and then rips it.
He rips.
Rips it like in half.
Like
this, going down so that she's so that she's like a lobster.
Ow.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And then he like rips her back off or something.
He like flips her over and he like cuts open her back.
Yeah.
And then he's just like.
Yeah, yeah. And then the whole time, listener, you can't see this.
Oh,
YouTuber, you can see this. The whole time he's going doing things like, you know, like making these weird faces because he's all like pantomiming.
And she's like alive the whole time.
Right.
Then the mom gets home and think like he's long gone, hopefully by then. She goes upstairs, walks in the room, and it's still going.
Wait.
You skipped the
greatest part, one of the greatest parts in the history of cinema. And I'm taking into full account Titanic, Gone with the Wind, Goodfellas, everything.
What part? Salt, right?
He does all of this shit to her.
Oh, my God.
You think this poor chick is practically dead? Excuse my just calling a chick. I know women don't like that. I'm sorry. And we're fighting for the revolution in Iran. I'm sorry. I won't say that again. So this chick is almost going to die. And this woman is going to die. And you think she's like almost dead. Art leaves because he's like, okay, my work here is done. Then like the camera like lingers on her.
Oh, because she's like crawling to her phone, I think.
Yeah. She's going to call her friend.
Yeah.
And we're like, please.
Like bloody as hell.
Right.
Because they keep playing phone tag, her and her friend. And it's like, just fucking answer your phone. God damn it. Like.
Art comes back, like, oh, there's more of that where that came from, with salt and alcohol and starts pouring it on her and just laughing the whole way through.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he's not a nice guy.
He's just like the most evil, psychotic person you could think of. Like the mashed potato scene.
Do you know what Alex's honest assessment was of him? Because I went to see it with Alex at Del Amo.
What did Alex think?
He loved it. Dude, we loved it. You hyped it up.
Yeah.
And I'm at a place after finishing Debbie where I will watch anything. I consume movies like a goddamn, like the whale in Pinocchio. You know, like I will watch anything. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for cinema. I want it all. And when you pumped it up and said, look, I know you kind of either fell asleep or turned off or whatever the first one. You couldn't finish it. You were in a different place. This one is a gore central, like in the best way, like fun. So I told Alex, usually Alex, like we don't go to, like we're friends, but we don't go to the movies with each other a lot, especially since we stopped doing a movie podcast officially. I treat movies like church. I told you guys this. Like, it's like church. I go alone. I dress nice. I smell nice. And that's the way it is, you know?
Right.
And, but I said, this one, let's go together because it might be a little bit of a trip because we have to go to Del Amo. And let's just, you know, let's...
Del Amo, where's that?
Del Amo Fashion Center, where Jackie Brown takes place, the whole climax of it. It's
okay.
You'll watch it eventually. Yeah. But what's it called? So we went... And the crowd, Manny was just here, and he was saying that he saw Smile, and he said it was all, like, high school kids. The crowd was like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was one guy that looked like he wandered in from an A24 film with his girlfriend. He had a man bun. Alex accidentally kicked him in the head, and I was so happy.
Oh, my God.
Because he was below us, and Alex, you know, he's a tall guy. He moved his foot, and he kicked him in his stupid man bun. And then the guy, when he kicked him in his man bun, the guy was like, ah. And then the girl was like, honey, are you okay? And then that didn't happen. The guy did make a noise. Like, he was like, ah. Like, he made a noise like Adam Levine. Yeah. You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fuck anyway, sorry. fuck that guy cheating on your wife. That's not right. Okay. That's not right. That's not right. Nasty.
That's not even the worst part.
He's
not even the worst part.
He's what is?
That he was trying to name his wife's baby after the side.
Well, listen, I get that. He loved her.
That's the worst.
No, right. That is the worst part. And you know what? Enough of you, Adam Levine. You're ruining the Halloween hootenanny. I don't want to talk about it.
I would literally go pearl on his ass.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, Adam Levine, anymore. He's ruining the Halloween hootenanny. Get out of my party. All
right, out.
Out. Get out.
So what mashed potato scene? I want to know about that. Right.
Okay, back to the movie. Wait, okay, finish the theater experience, though, real quick.
I'm fucking serious. Get out of... No, okay, yeah. Okay. So wait, what was the best part, though? After the salt thing, then what does he do?
And then that's when, like, the mom comes
home. Right, the mom comes home, and then he kills the mom, right?
Yeah, well, because, like, first of all, she's on the bed, like, just, like, sitting, like, sprawled out. And he's just sitting there, like, I don't even know, just cutting her legs open and, like, poking around.
She's,
like,
still alive.
And then I think he sets her on fire, or am I tripping?
I don't remember.
No.
Might as well have.
No, but there was a different
thing. But it's crazy because they use this animatronic, like... Or like she was like an animatronic or something.
Oh yeah. Did your showing have like the post show?
I think it might have, but I didn't stick around for it.
Yeah, I was like all the way at the end.
Yeah.
Speaking of sticking around.
Yeah.
Stick around, guys.
Speaking of sticking around, listen. We're gonna take a break. I think that's a good opportunity for me to unveil the costume.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll keep
before,
talking about Terrifier.
Right before the break. No wait. Let's take a break. Talk about Terrifier. Then I'll change the costume. Because this is a Halloween hootenanny, guys. This is a serious thing. This is the first annual thing.
That's cool. Why do you have to wait till the end to change?
Because it's a big reveal. You know what? I'll just change it right now. Nice. Okay, cool. All right. Nice. All right.
Wait.
You guys, we discussed that corporations are great. We love companies. They're great. They're wonderful things that make the world better. So let's hear some words from some of them. Okay? Let's take a break.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home? Isn't a total mystery with Byte clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'm bored.
So am I.
Be bored no longer with the Debbie and the Devil Blu-ray.
Oh my God!
Don't miss the amazing Blu-ray event of the season with the complete, uncut Wild 7 Studios masterpiece with amazing bonus features like deleted scenes and other cool stuff.
Oh my God!
See what many disturbed people are screaming about with the film Horror Buzz called a wild, gory, freaky poke in the eye that delivers comedy and carnage in one hit.
Oh my God! Wow! My God! Really?
Yeah, calm down.
Okay.
Join the Debbie and the Devil fun in the form of this magical Blu-ray on August 23rd.
Hey guys, Blake, we're back. Get ready. This is the costume. This is my costume. Can I get the
question?
Oh, sorry guys. Sorry guys, I'll go behind you here, Blake. Hello. Welcome back. Halloween. Getting into the spirit, everybody.
Oh, man, I'm...
Getting into the spirit of Halloween. Yes, we are. This is my costume. The listener or viewer probably has never seen a costume this. What is this?
I don't know. I think you're just a movie buff. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No, right. I'm Nasir.
Your brother?
No, me.
He's Nasir. Oh,
I'm Nasir, but it's different from Mr.
Weird,
Red.
Like the full name.
This is like how I am at home. And I thought that if I'm always Mr. Red, I can be Nasir for Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
And I hope that's good enough.
You're not always wearing a coat?
No. At home, I just dress like this. And then, but if I go out, I wear the coat because I have to be Mr. Red 24/7. And I just want it to be me for Halloween. And I hope that's good enough for you, April.
I am mad.
Really?
I had to go and dig up all this shit last night. I'm
just kidding. I apologize, April, but I just want to be me. You know what I mean? I just want to be me.
Wolf.
That's Lobo Rojo.
Good question. I love the merch, though.
And in fact,
okay.
Yeah, now listen.
I noticed it
gang,
was matching.
I don't want to say anything too soon, but there might be activewear coming. Wolf something or something. Yeah, yeah, you know. But Lobo Rojo, the you can go on YouTube, check out the short film cartoon in which he fights. Yeah, Kaiju Toon and stuff. April, I apologize, and I know that might seem a little sneaky and underhanded that I did that, but I just want it to be me.
Whatever.
And I know you accept me. I know you accept me. Yes. April knows that this is the thing. April knows I can be the most bitchy, diva-y for no reason. I'll even say it. She's seen me at the worst. My worst is Cunty Red. Cunty Red is the worst. Blake, you've never seen Cunty Red. Cunty Red is like, he's like a
level 10.
Yeah, level 10. Any cliche that they say of hysterical women, you just apply it to me.
Right.
And it's that, you know. I'm kidding, of course. But listen, guys, Terrifier, could we tell Blake about the mashed potatoes part?
Okay, yeah. So there's a lot of really awesome kill scenes, like just
special effects were great.
Yeah, and also, side note, so like we stuck around after the show to the very end, after the credits. And there was like this interview with Bloody Disgusting, and then the director, Damien Leone, and then I don't know the guy's name who plays Art the Clown.
I forgot his name.
I forget his name. But they were there, and they were just talking about like all the special effects. But yeah, so like the director is the editor, obviously the director, the special effects makeup artist.
Writer.
Well, writer, yeah.
Director.
So yeah, similar to you, that does many things.
Right, right.
But very, very impressed with his special effects, like, because they're insane.
Yeah.
And
the funny part was, like, when he talked about the bedroom scene. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were going to talk about that.
Yeah, how the COVID situation.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. I think I mentioned it to you before, but they actually had, so they made the movie during the pandemic sometime, and so they got shut down or something, so they had extra time to work on this bedroom scene. Nice.
1 second, sorry. Oh. What happened?
So, for the bedroom scene, apparently the director and the whole team, they had extra time to work on that kill scene. I think it was going to be way more simple.
Uh-huh.
But then they're like, oh, like we have time now. So they went back to the drawing board and they're like, all right, let's make this even more gnarly. And I think it was the best kill scene of the whole movie. Like, I think it has the most, like, I mean, it's really fucking insane. There's so many levels to it. And just like, again, from the logistical standpoint, all the things, all the prosthetics that they had to use, all the dummies, and like, we know how that is, you know, have working on our film.
Yeah. Check out Debbie and the Devil and watch Gore Garage, and you tell me that's easy, and I'll kick you in the privates.
Yeah. It's so much fun, like, especially if you know what it's like making those kinds of scenes. But I was so impressed. But the mashed potatoes scene.
Who
was
wants
probably the funniest kill scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad to say that any kill scene's funny, but it's...
No, it's great. It's great.
It was,
kill
like,
scenes
so
are great.
So fucked up. I was like, yeah. Sir, that was so unnecessary.
And it's sad because it's like the mom is kind of a bitch, and like, and the son even calls her that. Like, and she was just, she really was though. Like, we looked at each other. She's like, she's
I know
mean.
When he called her a bitch, I was like, well, she is.
It's like Blake. If you were the son, right? She would just talk to you like. Like, why are you wearing your son? What are you doing with this hat?
But not even that. It was
God.
Like,
go to your room now.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, it was kind of funny. Yeah. But I forgot what happens.
Well, he kills the mom, and then the little boy comes home after, because he runs away after
the
he
main
calls
girl's
her a bitch.
Mom, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then when he comes home, the mom's, like, sitting at the dinner table. It's, like, set for dinner, ready. And then Art walks in with, like, a bowl of mashed potatoes, and he's like, and the little boy's just, like, frozen, like, scared, you know?
Yeah. And the mom is, like, her body
She's
is,
dead.
Like, dead.
Yeah. Yeah. She's completely dead.
With like, a hole in her head.
Yeah, because he shot her.
Right.
He shot her in the face. So it's
like, missing
blown out.
Part of her head or whatever.
And That's he puts cinema. The mashed potatoes down, like, just, like, stirs them and just, like, grabs a handful and shoves it in, like, the fucking hole in her head.
Just shoves it in. Stuffing her like a turkey.
Not even, like, a little scoop, like...
And then the kid just walks, he's like,
Could you imagine walking in on that? Fuck.
Well, it depends on if my mom asked me to take the garbage out that day.
Oh, hell no.
I'm just kidding. Mom, I love you, Mom.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Mariel. I pray you're always here. Yeah.
We love Mariel.
Yes. But, man, every kill scene was just so shocking, honestly. I loved it.
It was awesome. Yeah. And I have to say this, just this little observation. And being our crew is pretty much connected to Troma because of Lucas Patassi, and Uncle Lloyd is cool with us and he likes us and blah, 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 blah. The gore scenes were very reminiscent of gore scenes that I've seen in Lloyd's films, Lloyd Kaufman, where they're very they just keep fucking going and they're practical. One thing I have to say about the film, comparing it to, say, Smile, one thing, because it is apples and tangerines with those two, okay? But one thing, and it's not, I'm not giving Smile shit for this. It is pretty much the way of the day for some productions, but I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And you guys tell me if you remember this. Do you remember there's a part where a character gets stabbed in the chest?
The You're Gonna Die guy?
Yes.
When she like walks in and she stabs him.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice, did you feel that that was a digital effect? Like, did you notice that the knife didn't seem to totally...
I did not notice.
No,
anything.
Not really.
No?
No.
Never mind.
I wasn't
mind.
Like paying attention to
No, I was, because the thing is, I pay attention to blood effects. I want to see how they did it when I see it.
Yeah. I mean, it felt pretty real to me.
It felt real, but the thing is, when you're psycho like me about these things, like I was sort of looking, I noticed it looked weird. Mm. It looked weird. It didn't seem totally practical to me.
So you don't think they use any real blood for that?
No. I'm not saying they didn't use any real blood.
It was like a knife effect.
It felt like the insertion, and mind you, if the director wants to come in here and dispute and argue with me, I'll kick him in the nuts. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. I'm just joking.
We'll have him.
Yeah. We'll have to. No. But if I'm wrong, please somebody correct me. But it felt like the point of the blade was not actually. It's silly for me to say it wasn't actually stabbing him. But what I'm saying is it wasn't there. The insertion point seemed like it was animated or something, because the way, if I put my, you know, a knife into a wall or something, your hand moves a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the way her hand was moving, and it just looked like they weren't in the same place. It looks like they cheated it. Everything in Terrifier and everything in Debbie and the Devil, which is a little superior, but let's be cool. Let's be classy about it. Good job, Terrifier, too. is practical. And because of that, it has a weight. Even when it looks a little goofy, it has a way. And I'm not saying the effects in Terrifier 2 looked goofy. But
I mean, practical effects are always better, honestly. They really are.
Shout out Robert Bravo, blood effects.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there was even a scene in Terrifier 2, I think it was in the beginning, that opening scene, where Art the Clown takes a dude's eyeballs. And it's like funny because there is a scene in Debbie that it's very similar. He puts the eyeball up to his eye and he's like, oh.
Right.
Kills
right.
eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah, listen. Listen, they were probably well into production when we were released. So I'm not saying Damien Leon stole from us, but everybody steals from us. You know
Debbie
what I mean?
Did it first.
It happens. Yeah. Three Debbies. Sorry. Okay. Yeah,
But great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you liked it and watched it.
It was like a super gory, like Nightmare Before Christmas / Halloween, like the way he's like popping up in like the nightmare and just like the nightmare, like the fire in the bedroom, like bled into real life.
That was
Nightmare on Elm Street. And then just the way, I don't know what it was. Something reminded me like Halloween.
Well,
I
mean, it's aesthetically. Also the fact that there's a mentally ill family member that has this attachment to the main character.
Yeah.
You know, and there's that same kind of parallel.
Right. And Art's like,
Yeah.
He's great.
It definitely had a lot of 80s horror influences.
The scene with like the sunglasses in the Halloween store when he's just like back there being dumb.
One of the things that I like about him, which I didn't get when I saw the first one, I admit.
Yeah.
But I realized that's kind of the nature of how he kills and everything. He'll go into a situation and then somebody will be like, "What are you doing?" And then he'll just be like, doing his thing, but not making any noise. I'm just doing it for the listener. And then he'll just fucking kill him really hard.
You know what's crazy? None of these people were afraid of him.
Right.
Like, how are you going to walk down the street seeing this fucking terrifying looking guy.
And, right, also, and just be like people were like mean to him. Like everyone was mean to him.
Yeah. Alex's
the
girl, take
when she opened the door like when he was trick or treating, and she was like so mean to him. She like no threw candy? The candy at him. I was like, oh, he's about to kill the fuck out of you.
Yeah, she's like, no candy for adults. Sorry,
which is like that's how they justify the kill.
I'm not
a little
saying
bit,
they deserve it. I know. Like if I see a scary dude, I'm not about to be mean.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, I'd be like, hey man, what's
but,
up?
But you know, you mentioned like the little clown girl earlier.
Uh-huh.
So that's a new concept. You know, because if you've seen the first one, they don't have this little child. But that was a cool little, like, added.
That was cool because then they even, the director was talking about though. How, like, it'll be fun for Halloween because he saw a bunch of people dressing up as art for Halloween. Right, so now it's women like a couple's too. Costume.
Right.
A couple, maybe.
Well, yeah, he was
not
like,
a couple.
He had
a
seen
girl.
Father
women.
And daughter.
Yeah. Women were dressing up like Terrifier. So he's like, okay, well, let's kind of make a female version of
Oh, that's
Terrifier.
Cool. And have her shit everywhere.
And she was a cool, like, the, you know, her makeup is really cool. I think she did a great job. Like,
yeah.
Crazy to think, like, imagine being that young in a horror film. Like, I'm curious to know, like, what she saw during the filming of that film.
I would not want my child to be in that movie.
Right.
Yeah. Well, kind of crazy, but.
Your kid's always going to be connected to Wild 7, so we'll see about that. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, not in Terrifier, but, you know.
Yeah.
Any, you know.
Right.
You're going to be a great mom, Ashley. You're going to be a great mom.
Where did that come
and
from?
And on that, we have an announcement. Ashley. Ashley is pregnant. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Never,
I'm joking.
Ever.
Yeah, no. Oh, she's not pregnant. She
don't you put
she,
that on me.
Yeah, no, she don't want no kids. Nor Blake, nor anybody.
But yeah.
What did I wanted to ask you guys something, just a little bonus,
yeah,
but go ahead.
No, I was gonna see if there's any other horror films that you watched this.
That's the thing. Did anybody see Halloween Ends?
Not yet.
No, I did not.
Did you?
I did, but there's not much I can say about it that's not spoiler.
Yeah.
And it is...
I already saw some of the spoilers.
Is it better than the one that came out, like, last year or whenever that was? Last year, right?
The last one, yeah.
Do you mind spoilers, or do you care?
It's kind of a big one.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm gonna explain it to you, okay? And the controversy and the fact that David Gordon Green, the guy that wrote and directed it, like, and along with a bunch of other people... Danny McBride, talented guy, you know, why he deserves praise and also why some people want to kick him in the nuts, okay? It's this. He's genius. What he did with the Halloween trilogy is kind of genius. And I'll explain why. It all comes down, and a lot of it, this is not original to me. I didn't even suspect this because the experience of seeing the film was so kind of like, what? And then when somebody contextualized this on social media, I understood it, as everybody does understands things, you know, and it comes down to the fonts and the titles. It's a direct kind of homage, kind of rip, kind of artistic rendition of the original first three. Mm-hmm. And I'll explain. The first one, 2017 Halloween with the, you know, a new Jamie Lee Curtis, who I saw her naked almost at the tailoring shop. I have to add that. And she's very nice. And I really appreciate your charities towards the youth and children. So she's in it. It's a continuation of the original, as you know, right? Then the second one, she's in the hospital most of the time, just like the second one from the original from the 70s.
Oh.
Or from the 80s, whenever.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second one. I feel like anytime I rewatch, it's like the original one.
Right. And the thing is, mind you, I find myself... Halloween, the original one, is a very watchable movie to throw on around this time.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times
now. I just rewatched
Halloween.
It's
just so exciting, like the music and everything.
Right. So he's doing like his thing with the second one. You guys saw the second one. Some people said it was like kind of like storytelling wise. This is my rap on it. Storytelling wise, it was kind of weird with the whole mob stuff, but it was interesting. Kind of like
hated it.
Right.
I fucking hated the second one.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I respect you for it. And again, David Gordon Green, I still think you're, because he's a great director. He's very interesting and stuff. And I don't mean that in the derogatory, like, oh, interesting. I mean, like, his work has always been really exciting, you know? And this, what I'm saying is exciting. It's fun to talk about, but the experience of watching it, you're like, okay, where, what?
It just didn't feel like a Halloween movie.
Right, right, right. This third, oh my God, get ready for something, okay? This third one, if you thought the second one doesn't feel like a Halloween movie, this third one is like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, you know, this guy we used to work with shared something. It was like a poster, and it looked like it was for a teen drama or something. And it was making fun of that. Okay, and I'm not saying any disrespect, shade, nothing. Mm-hmm. I really think it's a work of genius. Because the whole time I'm watching it, I'll spoil. It's more about this kid named Corey who's like in his 20s and he's kind of a doofy loser. Hmm. And he accidentally kills this kid at the beginning because he the kid locked him in the closet. He was babysitting this kid, which, by the way, what kind of parents let a 20-something boy babysit, right? Okay. This kid gets killed, so then he's a pariah in the town. The whole fucking movie, it's following him, and he falls in love with Laurie Strode's granddaughter. Mm. That's most of the movie. Mm. Michael Myers is in the sewers, and then he becomes Michael Myers or something. And then, so the whole time I'm watching it, and I could feel the mood in the theater a little bit, like
passing the baton,
kind of like that. Thing? Right, right, right. Kind of
so
like
they can
that.
Make more Halloween movies.
Right, but then. At the end, do you want me to spoil the ending?
Yeah.
At the end of it, they finally push Michael Myers into a big grinder thing, and he's dead, right? But the reason I say David Gordon Green deserves props for this is because of this, and I saw a breakdown of this. If you examine the titles, they are identical to the style and fonts of the original three.
Oh.
So if you were to judge them based on that, mm-hmm. Well, then, yeah, the third one is doing what the original third one did, which is not have much to do with Michael Myers. The original third one had nothing to do with Michael Myers. I'm sorry, Blake, I just touched your leg. And that was weird because Blake's not wearing
pants.
He's not wearing pants. He's wearing shorts. He's wearing shorts. Hold on.
Thighs out.
Guys, I don't touch my employees. You know what I mean? So I'm sorry, Blake. Are we okay? Are we still cool?
Yeah.
We're comfortable? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Are we okay? Okay, cool. If you're cool, I'm cool. Sports, man. Touch Blake.
Why you gotta make it weird now?
Right. Right. Anyway, on that note, that was Halloween Ends. It was interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. And the thing is, it's like, I respect it because clearly David Gordon Green, it's like, fuck everybody else. Mm-hmm. Fuck the world. Fuck life. No, not fuck life and not fuck the world. But the thing is, the guy wanted to make what he made. And whenever somebody does that, I always respect it. Even unless I don't even know if it's like, if somebody, let's say on the internet, some idiot makes something that's completely morally repugnant to us. It is interesting that they made it, and I want to know what they're up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying David Gordon Green is some weirdo on the internet. I'm saying he's a filmmaker, he's an auteur, he has a vision, and that's what he did. And I think in our world, in the cinema world, blah, 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 that should be respected, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely respected.
Cool. Awesome.
I'm not a Halloween stan. Like, I love the original. I haven't really watched the second or the third one or any of the other ones in between. I've maybe seen, like, one of the remakes. I think it was the first of this trilogy that, you know,
of the later
years. But so I'm not super familiar with, like, all the mythology and, like, I'm just not that hardcore about
it. Right, right, right.
So I'm just judging it based on, is it entertaining? Is it a good film? Did I like it?
And, cool.
You know.
Cool.
I wasn't a fan of the last
one. So we will leave it with this.
But I respect all filmmakers.
Yeah, same. We will leave it with this. I'm curious, what franchise are you a stan of? And we'll go around the room.
Well, Scream, of course, but not some of them in between.
Right.
I don't know. That's hard. You're putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love Scream.
Scream? I would say you guys are Scream girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would say, because, I mean, I was even young. I was young even when that movie came out. You know? So, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Scream is just, like, iconic.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to be, like, a stan of, like, a franchise, because, like, after, like, the second or third, you kind of get over them.
Right.
I don't
hard
think,
to
you know
keep
what I mean?
Consistently, like, consistently good.
Yeah, you fall in love with
VHS
the originals.
Counts, like, I like VHS 1 and 2.
True.
And then, like, Revolution.
I haven't seen the third one.
It was, like, crazy, but, like, just cool. It's, like, a cool concept.
Yeah.
Because that's so many wild ass stories and just shit that happens. Like, what the fuck is going on? But it's scary. Yeah.
Last question. Did you guys see Hellraiser?
The new one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was really cool.
You watched it?
Is it
a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it, and dude, I've seen every Hellraiser movie, okay. Which if you think that's fun, it's not.
Hellraiser, I just watched the original, like, not too long ago. This year.
Oh, for the first time.
Hellraiser's what'd you great.
Think? Sick, yeah.
I love Hellraiser.
I love it. I mean, it's a big part of our childhood. It was, like, one of those memories that kind of lives in your brain for, like, a long time.
Just, right.
Because it was, like,
people long story dressed short, up as him.
Well, long story short, we went to this party. It was, like, our cousin Alexa's, like, party, and we're younger. And one of our uncles dressed up like Hellraiser and just chased us all around.
Damn.
And all of our boy cousins were fucking terrified and they hid inside the house. But then, like, me and Ashley and Alexa were like, yeah, this is fun. And we knew who it was. But then he ended up changing his mask. He passed it to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So when they revealed that the guy who was supposed to be Hellraiser was standing right there, we're like, but then who's that guy? And it was just like it was kind of a cool,
like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. I love that they did that for us.
right.
And so ever since then, I've had this like nice feeling towards Hellraiser. And
yeah, that's a hard thing to cosplay. That's impressive. That's like, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hellraiser was another one with really good special effects.
Yeah, cool. And Blake, you catching the game? Catching big game? Big game LeBron playing,
sports.
I think. Sports
ball?
Catching any games? Any big games? Sports?
sure.
Cool, brother. I'll be knocking back those brews with you over the phone. We can FaceTime like cool bros on Windows Sports Play. We are macho.
Oh, God.
Machismo. Macho man. Yes. Well, anyway, that was the Halloween Hootenanny. Thank you for joining us. This was really fun. Thank you, everybody. I'm looking forward to our big party. I really hope Mr. Cool is going to be there. Make me make a mask for him. I'll make a lion mask for you this time, Blake.
No more masks.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
April was like, this guy.
I was like, hold on a second.
No. She didn't say this guy. Blake, we love you, man. You're the. Are you okay?
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's pissed off on
sunglasses. You really look jazzy, man. You know, like you're a jazz guy.
I do like those glasses. What are they?
I honestly have no idea how to pronounce them, but they're Australian brand, and they're all recycled.
Speaking of glasses, this is the full costume.
Okay, that makes
sense. And then the thing is, as Nasir, I'm like, much like Peter Parker, I'm awkward. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, why did I say that? Like, when I'm with an attractive girl and she's like, oh, excuse me, do you know how to get to that restaurant? I'll be like, yes, well, yeah, idiots, what did I say that?
You sound like Kristen Stewart.
Oh, is that how she? Yeah. Yeah, she's. Oh, yeah, I take it from because she's cool. I want to be like her. She's always like.
I guess her character in Twilight.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, that's.
Edward.
What am I, Edward? What? Why did you leave me, Edward? Edward, literally, why don't ever
don't
leave me?
Don't hate on her. I love her.
I love Kristen Stewart. And you know what? April wasn't a fan of Blonde.
Nobody's a fucking fan. Don't even bother.
I just wanted to throw that out
bother.
There. I like that dude's movie.
I'm pretty sure everybody hated it.
I think that's the scariest film of this year.
I've never seen everybody come together and trash a movie the way everybody hated
it. I never saw it, but that dude's first movie, Chopper, was cool. It was about a real guy that like killed people and stuff. He was
interesting.
Cool,
no wonder he made another horror film.
Yeah. I just want to throw that out there. Sorry, Andrew. Andrew Dominic. Not Andrew Tate. God. He's another guy, interesting guy.
They both suck.
Okay. We made an enemy now.
Yeah.
Even though we did show him getting jizzed on, so I guess, you know, that's, you know, if you saw that, you would be happy. But no disrespect, you're just doing your thing, I guess.
All the disrespect.
Incel army.
Over here.
You know what? I'm with Ashley. We are a united front. Fuck you! Right?
Fuck you.
Yeah, no. Anyway, I am going to have a nice weekend. I am going to decompress, and then we're going to go to a fashion show. Yeah.
Yes, busy weekend.
Yes. It never ends here at Wild 7. So anyway, listen, I just want to give candles really fast. I hope this goes on. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nasred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nasred. And?
Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at April Directs. And follow Wild 7 Studios on Instagram and YouTube.
Ash_Friday_ on Instagram. And Simpin After Dark on all the socials.
Blake doesn't care. And watch Debbie and the Devil and Tubi and all that stuff.
Let him do his handle.
Oh, right. Blake, you don't care? Oh, you do care.
That's cool.
No, do your handle, man. I feel bad. In fact.
There you go.
Blake, go ahead.
FAMUS, Blake, on Instagram, everywhere else. Check me out.
He's a talented guy.
Make this music.
Thank you, everybody. Happy Halloween. Have a good one. Eat candy. Have fun. Candy horror. Boom. Blah, blah, blah. We're done.
Bye.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.
Hey, why do you always do this? Drifting away?
Well, I moved over here. Oh. Is that mine? Why did you take mine?
Oopsie. Did I drink out of it?
You freaking whore.
There's so much evidence.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Whoa. Wow.
Ashley, we're rolling.
What a bitch.
And we're back.
You took my energy drink. Wait, so where do I need to move? Forward?
Yeah.
Like.
You should be on the same plane as April.
Oh, I wish we could keep that. If we could start, if we could return with that, that would be great. But if we can't, I'm going to do a clean little. And
from all of us at Wild 7, Happy Halloween.
Ha 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 ha